We kind of saw this coming. You know, it was a warm year out of the gate. We knew kind of by the middle of the year this was going to be a record. What happened that made it slightly different towards the end is an El Nino event blossomed in the Pacific and really accelerated the last few months of the year. So it really pulled away from the pack, kind of established new ground.
And it's significantly warmer. I mean, these were pretty incredible numbers.
It was a quarter degree warmer than the previous record. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot spread around the entire world for an entire year. And it was more than a degree and a half warmer globally than the 20th century average. So we really have moved into new territory as far as global temperatures go.
You know, and not only are we breaking records yearly, NOAA is putting out these monthly reports just every month. It seems to be a new record's broken. As a climate scientist, this is something that's probably something that's really personal to you to see these numbers. What is it like to watch these changes to our planet?
It's tough. I don't claim to know what medical doctors do, but in some ways I imagine when you have bad news, kind of repeated bad news over time to share with people, and you kind of know what the consequences of this are, it is a little tough. It's a little down. I actually cried when I saw the December numbers come out for the globe. It's a big deal. We're committing people that we haven't met yet, people that haven't been born yet, to a lot bigger challenges dealing with a global climate. So, thanks for the question. I do take it personally. I think most of us there at NCEI, we realize that this is a big deal. We realize that the country is going to be committing a lot of resources necessarily to climate change. So we've got to get it right, and we've got to get it out front. And, it's unfortunately our job to be the messenger.
Having just moved to Asheville like a year ago, I was kind of surprised to learn that this major NOAA Climate Center is here in Asheville, and people are always kind of surprised to learn that. How significant is this center in all of this data and all of these reports that are coming out?
Well, it's amazing. As a kind of growing up as a climatologist, Asheville is one of the places you want to end up. We are basically the world's library for weather data, and we make the data available to researchers. We do some analysis of our own. So there's a lot of people who dedicate their careers into putting that data away for safe storage and retrieval, and people that are working on the data so that it's as clean as it can be. Like NASA's analysis, they use our data. That stuff all comes through Asheville as well. It's a neat resource. I'm really proud to work there.
Well, speaking of the Asheville area, and of course, all over the East Coast, we had this massive snowstorm. It was huge. I mean, records were breaking. I saw a report about Mount Mitchell getting 66 inches of snow, which is hard to even fathom. I think we had something like 10 inches, a little bit more maybe in the Asheville region. We do seem to be having more and more extreme events, and I know that sometimes the question is asked, are these climate change related events? What would you say to that?
Well, the big heat and the big rain have clear connections to climate change. A warmer atmosphere is going to give you more big heat. A warmer atmosphere can carry more moisture, so it can deliver a lot more rain. The snowstorms that we see, it's difficult to connect a single event. Weather is a pretty complex thing, and the factors that set up a snowstorm set up over, days rather than long time. But, the higher end snowstorms, the big events, are tending to get bigger along the eastern seaboard. Some of that may be due to increased sea surface temperatures that can pump a lot more moisture into those storms. So that provides a lot more energy to make a storm stronger. It also provides a lot more moisture to deliver more snow. A single event, again, it's tough to connect the dots. It's a challenge. But in a loose way, maybe not as confidently as for big heat or big rain, some of the really big snowstorm events seem to be getting bigger for a specific geography along the U.S.